Yeah.
Question is, so it's about stereotyping. So what you saw today, we try to get out of stereotyping in a way.
Yeah.
We try and find a way of, because what happens is, and I thought about your thing, because it's very easy, I suppose, because you think it's for a workman and it's going to be a certain type of look and they already exist. So when I talked about lingerie and things like that, obviously that's not going to fit for a workman, you know, but I suppose it's interesting how you can break, so you can don't have to go into stereotypes that it has to be for workmen, you know, you can sort of look at different ways of...
Yeah, or put a paper, make one out of paper or something
paper,
like
that. Or that it can maybe be very... that you don't have to work in just one thing if it's for sort of people back. That could be, it can be sort of more feminine, something like that, to break out of it.
Yeah.
It can maybe be an interest that it becomes a piece of lingerie and then you could take it back into thing for workforces for men or something, that's sort of thinking about that, because you're only in that one stream of thinking that you're making it for a certain type of person, but okay, forget that person.
Look about
make
fashion.
It for a very feminine ballerina or something, I don't know.
Mm.
In fact, it's because it's working in another stereotype to go back to that stereotype, maybe, I don't know.
It's like a character, extreme characters.
Yeah.
Actually, there's an interesting thing about that you're designing for a person or for a particular situation and use. But if you take another kind of use and situation, it's the Queen of Denmark who goes to a golf club, and what would be...
It's a bit like what you're doing with the string as well. It's interesting, isn't it, that you get to play about weight and pivot and axis and axe. A lot of physics happen in sort of object play that we played earlier, that you sort of see, okay, if it's very, very light at one end, very heavy at the other, then what happens to that material?
Yeah.
So you can sort of, by way of experimentation with materials and things, and look at it without the human body on its own, just as
with the same techniques as we used here.
Sort of, yeah. It's just looking at physics and mechanics of how things, and that's, to me, that's why I love lingerie, because it's all about structure.
Yeah.
It's nothing about, you know, it's just a brilliant way of how to put things together and seeing how it plays. You know, if you get a certain structure and stick something very heavy onto it and then just swing it, what happens to it? Oh, look at it go. It goes like that. But it pulls this in a different way, you know, and it sort of, it becomes...
And I'm also thinking, if you try to dance or embody your harness, like, what can it bring that you wrap something or you hide it? And then you try to figure out the structure or the functionality in another way, like me being the harness, or what do I feel when I'm, you know, being next to you, or
how do you show it through body movements, maybe in a way?
Yeah,
like,
but and then taking another perspective,
or the person,
being the one, or bring another kind of object, towel. But how do you embody towel, or how do you get others to think about what does towel do for us? How do we strap it, or
yeah, different objects, like other objects completely, and just try to do the same thing in a way with other objects.
Yeah.
Could be interesting perspective also.
You just suspend things.
Lingeries, bras, underwears.
So it's like those have those test machines for, like, you get them in IKEA, you know, you get the sort of, but they're testing something for hours and hours and hours, you know.
Yeah.
Sort of developing things so you can actually sort of test these, sort of the way it turns and pivots and moves and stretches or something. Do you put the weight onto the bottom of it or something to see how, I don't know, or the other things, which is great, is start putting it underwater. A friend, he plays a lot with fabric underwater.
Oh, yeah.
Because then it has complete, like, it just does what it, you know, the fabric is just completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of...
And I was thinking also that maybe you're too limited with the sensors, what the three sensors can now do, the sound and the vibration and all the light. But if you actually play with what sounds can objects do, or what sounds things can do in relation to your movement, so just, you know, I don't know, different clicks or...
Yeah.
Or organics. You can get a lot of sounds with just recording bits of the body, you know, sort of.
Yeah.
Have that more.
Because just to also expand that it's not like a beep.
Yeah, different types of sounds.
Or the light.
Yeah.
If that's the three options that you have because of the technology, fine. But what else can it be?
We were just to expand, we were thinking also about heat. Maybe it could be some kind of a trigger when it becomes hot, yeah, no, as an option, just to add to yours.
But then,
exploring things.
Mm. Okay. I'm going to write something
down. Right. Thank you very much.
You can continue.
Yeah. No, just, yeah.
in Turkey, in the capital of Turkey, Istanbul. Yeah, and I was watching the Melody,
I've done some of that.
It was amazing.